We count as 32 if you are opposed, leave it. And 29, no. Well, that motion has passed.
Mentioned, Natrona County is still delinquent in their county shares. We did receive a check of $50, which leaves a balance of their delinquent county shares of $12,364, and for their past due shares, and $12,853 for their current shares, for a total, as Vice Chairman Holland mentioned, of $25,217.
Okay, the results are 53 ayes, 18 noes. The resolution has passed.
There's a county that owes us $25,000 in dues for the last two bienniums, the last biennium and this biennium.
All those in favor of suspending debate on this signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The motion fails.
I don't know about you, but it sure sounded like everybody got to vote there to me. Ugh. Red-coated frontier Republicans. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another installment of Weekend Update. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Lots of stuff going on with the Frontier Republicans this week. They've been hard at it. There's been articles in just about every liberal Wyoming mainstream media source you can think of, and we're going to talk about all of them. But first, a correction. As you all know, at Cowboy State Politics, we lead with our mistakes, unlike the liberal Wyoming mainstream media that buries them somewhere on the back page and hopes that you're not going to notice them. In the last episode, an interview with House District 40 candidate Richard Tass, I had said that Representative Barry Crago voted against the critical race theory bill. That was incorrect. He did vote for that bill. However, he voted against Senate File 51, which was the transgender sports bill. A little quick analysis, if you wouldn't mind, that's actually a worse outcome. So on the one hand, he voted against one liberal education bill, and on the other, he voted for a liberal education bill. You know, the one that would have prevented little boys from playing in little girls' sports. Politics at its best. Voting whichever way the wind blows. Well, anyhow, this past session was a budget session, so every bill that was not related to the budget had to have a two-thirds majority to be introduced into the chamber. The transgender sports bill did not get two-thirds in the House of Representatives. That's the one that Barry Crago voted not to introduce. All right, now that we've got that cleared up, I don't make very many mistakes on the program, but when I do, I admit to them first thing. And just so you know, in the history of Cowboy State Politics, I've had to issue three retractions, which means that the views expressed on this program are documented to be right 98.8% of the time. I am fairly certain that that fact really irritates the red-coated Frontier Republican Facebook trolls. How great of a world it is that even when I'm wrong, it works out in my benefit. Okay, before we really get rolling on the program, some totally egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Frontier Joe McGinley or Gomez Landon Brown, or if you're one of these stupid Facebook trolls and you have no idea what's going on, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing all this time, but didn't. A couple of program notes. I finally was able to get registered for Truth Social, so if that is your new chosen social media platform, you can look me up. It's at David Iverson. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there like I do everywhere else. If you want to engage with me or you just want to watch me infuriate the Redcoats, well, then you need to follow me. It's at David Iverson. The same holds true for Twitter. My Twitter handle is David Dom Iverson. So hit me up on either one of those, click the follow button, and all of that stuff. For an entire week, the Wyoming mainstream media has been publishing articles which have the sole intent to damage the Republican Party in Wyoming. The Pravda on the Platte, the Cowpie, Wyopile, and the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. The Casper Star Tribune and Wyofile worked together on what is basically a hit piece on GOP Chairman Frank Ethorn. The Cowpie took a different approach and published opinion pieces by Frontier Joe McGinley and Representative Gomez Landon Brown. And the Wyoming Tribune Eagle did their best to paint Laramie County Chairwoman Dani Olson as just as sweet and innocent as they possibly could. We begin, though, with the Cowpie and our good buddy, Landon Brown. Yeah, good old Landon. If you listen to him, he is the most Republican of Republicans. Take this, for instance. Quote, "How about a politician that rides for the brand? Only that brand is simply the brand of Republican or Democrat. We also have other parties. Would this serve our desires to only want those candidates that agree with the party platforms and planks 80 to 100% of the time? Where is the room for dissension? If that's the definition of an echo chamber, what if we elected based on character and ability to speak their minds without fear of repercussions from the party?" End quote. But why would you be a member of an organization that you didn't agree with politically? Think about it. Does it make any sense to join an organization with which we disagree? Unlike Mark Gordon, I certainly wouldn't join the Sierra Club and say that, well, you know, I just don't agree with their view on guns. I wouldn't give money to Planned Parenthood and say, well, you know, I just disagree with their whole view on abortion. Do you see the problem with his line of thinking? Well, especially when he says stuff like this.
"We would have had more time instead of the last day and the 2 hours that we've got left, 2.5 hours. But instead, we were busy debating guns. We were busy debating abortion. We were busy debating non-issues in this state."
Oh, I get it. I completely understand what he's saying now. There are so many things that are way more important than the very first thing listed in the Declaration of Independence, the first thing listed in the Wyoming Republican Party platform, and the thing that every single person that is walking around on the face of this planet is evidence of. I wonder if that falls in the 20% of the platform that Landon Brown disagrees with. And what about those things that just about every single person in the state of Wyoming has a whole closet full of? You know, the things that we get stuff to eat with and protect ourselves and our family? No, those aren't important enough to talk about, are they, Landon? Clearly, you wasted time talking about them. Yeah, those probably fall in that 20% too. Let's go back to his drivel. Quote, "It is my understanding of the Wyoming and United States Constitution that the people dictate those that represent them, not the party system and their planks or platforms." End quote. Tell me, Landon, when is the last time you read those three documents? The reason I ask is just about everything in the Republican Party platform appears in both the Wyoming and United States Constitutions. I'm sure that you probably have a copy of the Wyoming Constitution all bright and shiny in your back pocket. You know why it appears so new, Landon? Yeah, it's probably never been opened. And I'm sure you would never let your redcoat buddy see you with a copy of the Wyoming Republican Party platform now, would you? That being said, I have one question for you, Landon Brown. When would you like to come on Cowboy State Politics and explain which part of the Republican Party platform you disagree with? Inquiring minds want to know, Gomez. The truth is, my friends, I am dying to know which part of the Republican Party platform that all of these folks disagree with. I mean, we hear this 80%, 20% BS all the time, but they never explain which parts they don't like. So, here is Landon Brown's opportunity to come on this program and explain to everybody why his copy of the Wyoming Constitution is so bright and shiny, and why we wouldn't find a copy of the Republican Party platform in his desk. The truth is that there isn't a single thing on the Republican Party platform that any self-respecting Republican would disagree with. Unless, of course, you're not really a Republican and you just use that term so that you can get elected. But in all seriousness, there is an open invitation for Representative Landon Brown to come on this program and discuss this matter. I will absolutely give you a fair interview, Landon. Even though we disagree on just about everything, he's been asking for a civil debate. I will give him one. Let's take a quick break and pay some bills. We'll get back to exposing redcoats in just a second, but first, a completely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding, or a garage, or a barn, or a roping arena, or a giant warehouse, or just something to stuff all of your fun summertime toys into when you're not using them, well, you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. They're the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anyone else around. It doesn't really matter what type of metal structure you require, now is the time to build. So if you're thinking about a metal structure that you need on your property, but you don't exactly know how to put it all together, well, give Nick and Jesse a call, tell them what you're up to, and they'll handle all the details. 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Do you know what I think about every Saturday morning when I get up? Well, actually, it's a lot more often than that, but it's hot wings. Hot wings from the Wing It food truck. They make the most amazing wings in the state of Wyoming, and now they've got two trucks traveling around the state. Two opportunities to track down that yummy chicken wing goodness that they provide. And the way to start your search is to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and look at the sponsors tab, and you'll find their schedule there. And the truth is, even if they're not in your town, these wings are good enough that you should just plan a trip and go find where that truck is at. On Monday, they'll be in Lovell, Wyoming. Tuesday, from 11 to 2, they'll be in Riverton, and then 4 to 7 in Lander. Wednesday, they'll be in Green River from 11 to 7. Thursday, from 11 to 7 in Rock Springs. And on Friday, they'll be in Pinedale, Wyoming. The other truck will be traveling around Nebraska, if you happen to be over there. Monday, they'll be in Sydney. Tuesday, they'll be in North Platte. Wednesday, they'll be in McCook, Nebraska. On Thursday, they'll be in Hastings, Nebraska. And on Friday, they'll be in Kearney. If you haven't RSVP'd for the Trump rally on the 28th in Casper, you need to do that just as soon as you can, just to make sure that you get a ticket. And check this out. I'll be one of the three speakers warming up for the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. That's right, my friends. I'll be speaking at the Trump rally. So if you want to go listen to that and see President Trump, make sure that you sign up online and RSVP for the rally. I'll see you there. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Also, you can follow me on Truth Social. My tag is at David Iverson, or on Twitter, David Dom Iverson, or pretty much anywhere else. Just shoot me a message, or if you just want to watch me irritate all the redcoats, that's kind of fun too. And now, back to the program. To the next redcoat, Frontier Joe McGinley. We began the program with a series of vote results from a recent Wyoming GOP Central Committee meeting at which Joe McGinley was present. So, Joe, how is it that your cadre of Frontier Republicans are being silenced at GOP events? I played several examples of where you were allowed to vote. Back to the cow pie. In an article entitled "Current GOP Leadership Does Not Represent Republican Values or Principles," Frontier Joe McGinley writes, and I quote, "The repeated headlines of fights, name-calling, censures, personal attacks on women, referencing seceding from the union, multiple lawsuits, past and current individual criminal cases, membership in the Oath Keepers, and exclusion of thought would cause any reasonable person to question their association." End quote. Frankly, Joe, I question my association with anyone who would publicly lie and then print it in a statewide publication. Let's begin at the beginning. Name calling. He probably means this.
In a dark, small room, you turn the lights on and you see what scours away. We are Frontier Republicans. We're not hiding on a website somewhere. We can't find out who we are. All of us in the room here are speaking on behalf of the Frontier Republicans.
Evidently, referring to all conservatives as cockroaches does not qualify as name-calling in Frontier Joe McGinley's playbook. Censures. Oh, you mean the legitimate process that's in Robert's Rules of Order to express displeasure with a member of a body. He's probably referring to two individual cases, one in which he himself was censured, and the other one is probably the censure of Representative Liz Cheney. And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but you had a vote in that decision as well. You were just woefully incapable of convincing every other person in the room to agree with you, and that's why you're irritated. Here's proof that Frontier Joe McGinley was present at that meeting and that he did have a voice.
Kevin Tahiri?
No.
Joe McGinley?
No.
Kim Walker?
No.
Well now, and here's the vote to not recognize Crickets Cheney as the official representative of the Wyoming Republican Party. Frontier Joe McGinley participated in this one as well.
We count as 32 and 29 no's. Well, that motion has passed.
Immediately after that vote, I personally watched Frontier Joe McGinley run out of the meeting room and call the press. And wouldn't you know it, he misreported the vote. That's why every single media outlet reported the vote as 31 to 29 instead of 32 to 29. That was all Frontier Joe McGinley. Back to the article. Personal attacks on women? First, that had absolutely nothing to do with the Wyoming Republican Party. Second, that whole issue was dealt with at that very meeting that Joe McGinley was present at directly before the Liz Cheney vote. Referencing seceding from the union, this one has been peddled by the Wyoming liberal press for quite some time. It's been taken out of context by Joe McGinley, Crickets Cheney, and everyone who has an axe to grind with the Wyoming Republican Party. It comes from an interview that Chairman Frank Ethorn did with Steve Bannon on his show, War Room. I'll find the soundbite for you and play it in another episode, but basically what Chairman Ethorn said is that they were keeping an eye on what Texas was doing concerning secession. That's what he said. Now, the next one that McGinley brings up is fascinating. Multiple lawsuits. Do you know who filed one of them? Frontier Joe McGinley. You can't make this stuff up. Natrona County filed a lawsuit against the Wyoming Republican Party because they don't want to pay their shares that are owed. And Natrona County is party to at least one more lawsuit against the state GOP. Membership in the Oath Keepers. This one is a bold-faced lie. Frank Ethorn has never been a member of the Oath Keepers. You heard Chairman Frank say it himself on this program that the only thing he did was fill out a questionnaire from the Oath Keepers. That's it. He never went to a meeting. He never participated in a telephone conference. He never went to one of their paramilitary trainings. He never did anything with them, and he was never a member. Stop lying, Joe McGinley. And the last one. Exclusion of thought that would cause any reasonable person to question their association. Well, as I played for you multiple times in this program, nobody was excluded from a vote. Everybody had a chance to speak, including Frontier Joe McGinley. So one final thought. If the Wyoming Republican Party is such a terrible organization and is guilty of all of these things that Frontier Joe McGinley wrote in his article, why would any reasonable person want to be associated with them? Why, indeed, would they call themselves a Republican? You would think that they would choose some other organization to be a part of. I'll tell you why. Because being a Republican is the only way that they could get elected. Because Wyoming citizens know that Democrat ideas don't and never have worked. It's politics. That's all it is. So the next time one of these pieces of bullcrap pops up in the cow pie or the pages of the Pravda on the Platte or Wyo file, there's another one on there, just remember that it's all politics and none of it is accurate. The only thing that the authors are trying to do is to convince you that they're something that they're not. Like I've told you all along, they're just Democrats that can't spell. Okay, that'll do it for this installment of Weekend Update. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.